Item number C is open for general discussion. Do I hear any commissioners or staff that has some areas to bring up to the commission?
This is Commissioner Keeney, and I'd just like to a couple points. One, driving home from last month's meeting, I thought up a name for our Big Tent Committee that I wanted to pass on and see if anybody can just catch some traction, and that would be something like Link to Nature. So I hadn't had a chance to call Larry or anybody about it, but I wanted to get that in their heads and maybe think about it. Actually, my wife thought it up. And then one other thing is ongoing right now, currently, there's Dennis Beach, the regional biologist out of Ephrata, is up here in Okanagan County on the radio talking about land acquisitions in Okanagan County. So that's a real positive thing occurring as we speak.
This is Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Carpenter.
Yes. Larry Carpenter.
Locally here, so earlier this week, there was a meeting of the I read it in our local newspaper, and I think it was there's a commission regarding parks and recreation. I don't know that I have that precise. I don't have the article here in front of me, but as it relates to the state parks, the commission that manages that and staff are gravely concerned about the reduction in youth participation and youth opportunity. They had a commission meeting here in Burlington, attended by quite a number of people, trying to figure out from their perspective exactly what we're trying to do in the Fish and Wildlife and Wildlife Viewing Arena is to somehow figure out a way to fill the pipeline with younger people. So I think it's a common, certainly a common thread that many, many governmental agencies are dealing with.
Yeah, I think that's something we need to really continue to focus on in all aspects of the department. So, good point.
Commissioner Dubia?
Yes.
This is Joe Storr. Just as a follow-up to Commissioner Carpenter's observation, the current chair of the Parks Commission is Russ Cahill, who many of you know had a lot of associations with us and our commission here at Fish and Wildlife. So there's that bridge, too.
Very good.
This is Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings?
I was asked to go to Black Hills Audubon Society annual picnic last night, and we ended up having quite a good discussion at the end of it about the need for the non-consumptive users to participate more with the agency to buy discovery passes to demonstrate that their willingness to pay for the values and the services provided by the department, and also talked about the types of help that they were looking for from the department, to such things as speakers to come to their various meetings to talk about opportunities for watchable wildlife. They put on youth camps, and they're looking for biologists to come talk about nature, so that also seems to fit right into the Link to Nature concept with under the Big Tent Committee.
Great. Very good. Any others? I will report that Commissioner Perry and myself were invited to attend the meeting in Colville with the Barry, Ponderay, and Stevens County Commissioners joint meeting with the U.S. Forest Service on the up-and-coming forestry plan that's working. It was about a three-hour meeting, and we've got some information we're going to follow up on, and we'll continue to be involved with that as it progresses. We got about a year and a half, I think, to go before that plan's accepted. So we've been asked to put some habitat and wildlife ideas for them together. So be a work in progress. And last night, I attended the Stevens County Walleye Club meeting. They're in rapid preparation for next week's Governor's Cup at Kettle Falls. That's one of the biggest walleye tournaments in the state. And about $25,000 in prizes are usually awarded. And probably it's the biggest economic event in northern Stevens County. Several hundred people all week long in the hotels and restaurants and on the water preparing for that tournament, for it's a two-day tournament on Friday, Saturday. So that went well. We'll get a report when that concludes. And also talking with them, they're concerned about the walleye population and the trout population as the river sustained two significant drawdowns the last 2 years. And we're working on some maybe a cooperative effort between the walleye clubs and the trout clubs to come up with a mutual beneficial program. So interesting stuff going on there. Any other comments, suggestions, or from the staff or commission? Well, if not, I think we will conclude our meeting, our conference call, at 8:46 on June 15th. And everybody have an enjoyable weekend and have a happy Father's Day.
Okay.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great communication, Tammy.
Yeah.
Thank you.